T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
As the cases of coronavirus continue to climb in New York, the need for ventilators grows along with it. And Mayor de Blasio says the city is going to run out of them next week.
Mayor de Blasio's ventilator shortage is critical.
We have enough ventilators just to get to Sunday, Monday. We don't have enough yet for next week.
That's what he tells MSNBC. He expects a surge of cases. He's implored federal officials.
I asked the White House, I asked the Pentagon to send 1,000 nurses, 150 doctors, 300 respiratory therapists. I asked them to get it here by Sunday.
He's repeated his suggestion for military involvement for supplies and to draft medical personnel into service. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
The mayor says people in New York City should cover their faces when they go out, but don't do it with an N95 mask, which is so much in demand for hospital workers. The mayor suggests a scarf or bandana or some other type of clothing. Health Commissioner Auxerre Barbeau says no one's going to stop you if you wear a surgical mask or N95. She says the covering should be used for one day, washed with soap and water, and then worn again. Do not share them. The face coverings apply to children as well. The field hospital at the Javits Center was originally designed for non-COVID-19 patients to take the stress off local hospitals, but only a few patients have actually been sent there. Governor Cuomo asked the president to open it up to coronavirus patients, and he has agreed. So that's another 2,500 beds that can be used for the true crisis. The hospital ship Comfort has only taken in about 20 patients. No coronavirus cases are accepted there. The head of Northwell Health, Michael Dowling, tells the New York Times it's a joke. Ambulances cannot take patients directly to the ship. They must first be evaluated at a local hospital and given a coronavirus test. Dowling says the solution is to open the hospital ship to COVID-19 patients. The captain of the Comfort says they're looking forward to having many more patients transferred to their care. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide now tops 1 million. More than 54,000 people have died. 2,500 of the deaths have occurred in New York. Video games have been a great way to pass the time cooped up at home, especially sports games like NBA 2K. Someone at ESPN thought, wouldn't it be great if there was an NBA 2K tournament where the contestants were actual NBA players? And so it will be. The virtual tournament will be aired on the sports network starting today. Kevin Durant of the Brooklyn Nets is the top seed. Another participant is Donovan Mitchell, one of the first players diagnosed with COVID-19. 16 players are taking part. Thousands of face masks are due at the Javits Center today, thanks to the spirit of sharing from a sports rival.
More proof that we are now living in the bizarro world. New England Patriots owner, yes, Giants and Jets fans, Bob Kraft, should be much loved in our city this morning after he made this announcement last night on CNN.
We have a big tractor trailer loaded with 300,000 masks that will be coming to the Javits Center late tomorrow morning.
Now, here's how Kraft crafted this delivery. He had the Patriots team plane fly to China to buy 1.5 million N95 masks, and he let a grateful Governor Cuomo know 20% are coming here.
I think that was the only good call I've gotten in about 10 days.
The masks will be given to doctors and nurses fighting to save the infected. And while we all yearn for a day when as Giants or Jets fans, we can again pack a stadium and hate his football team, today, Bob Kraft is a New Yorker. John Montone, 1010, WINS News.
Another New York City police officer has died of coronavirus. Linford Chambers was an auxiliary officer assigned to the 113th precinct in Queens. In all, seven members of the NYPD have died.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 WINS. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 WINS, visit 1010WINS.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.